Listener production.
New student doctors venturing out into the workforce, growing calls to prioritise mental health for farmers, and a bumper weekend in sport across our patch. Today's weather partly cloudy across the region, heading for 21 in Griffith and 20 in Wagga. I'm Stephen Zoyce and welcome to Riverina Local News. The first cohort of student doctors from Charles Sturt's new School of Rural Medicine are venturing out into the workforce. Now in their third year of a five-year degree, they're out on placement, based out of clinical schools, including the Riverina and Murrumbidgee. Professor Damien Lindberger says the network allows students to study and gain hands-on experience in a region where they intend to work.
The students so far have spent 2 years learning the foundations of medicine, so covering the basic sciences and all the theory that they need to know. And now they commence full-time clinical placements, so they're learning in the workplace.
There are growing calls for our farmers to prioritise their mental health. It comes off the back of alarming new figures showing that 45% of farmers surveyed for the new Farmer Wellbeing Report have had thoughts of suicide or self-harm. Natural disasters like the recent flooding in the Western Riverina was the most common factor impacting farmer mental health.
I think it's great now that this research has been done. All we need now is to act on it. And often whenever these research does happen like this, it's just a talk fest. Nothing happens, but this time I think we need to because we've got to value our farmers.
Warren Elvery there from the National Farmers Federation. If you or someone you know is struggling, you can always call Lifeline on 13 11 14. The country's peak business group has warned against bumping up the minimum wage by 7%. That's what unions are calling for, with Canberra making its submission to Fair Work's annual wage review today. The head of Australia's Chamber of Commerce, Andrew McKellar, says 4% is a much safer target.
There's a very real risk that if we get an outcome which is too high, 7%, for example, that certainly is a risk of feeding back into inflation. If inflation is not brought under control, then inevitably we're going to see the Reserve Bank hiking interest rates again and again.
Any changes will kick in from July. The sport now in its grand final time in Griffith Cricket, with Coro and Leagues fighting for glory this weekend. Cougars captain Timothy Rand says things have been looking up for them since the holiday break.
I think since Christmas we found a bit of consistency. There's a few washouts before Christmas and a few injuries, so since Christmas we've been a bit more consistent and quite happy with how we finished the season.
Play gets underway at 1 o'clock tomorrow at Exies Oval. Farrer League footy returns to the grounds across our patch this weekend. Reigning champs Mara have a local derby first up against the Northern Jets, with new coach Callum Gardner at the helm. He'll be steering the ship from the sideline for now after dislocating his finger. He says there are plenty of new faces.
We did lose some quality players, but we've been lucky enough to bring in some quality players as well, so I'm pretty happy with where the list is at. I'm really excited to see Connor Willis from Osborne. He showed exactly what he's going to bring in his first trial game that he played for us, so I'm really excited to see how he fits into the team and excited to see just our youth come through, really.
And spots in the local women's AFL Grand Final are up for grabs tonight. The Hawks take on the reigning premiers, the Lions, then it's Collingully and Coolerman afterwards.